but... Revlon Beauty Advisors will be in the Caves of Malahide and Tony Walshabrath Farnham Shopping Centre until Saturday. They'll advise you on skincare and colour cosmetics, and you can find out about your gift when you buy £5 worth or more of Revlon products. Don't miss this offer, only from Revlon.
Bikes and prams and value too, open 7 days a week, Tony Keeley.
Plus Tony Keeley Walkinstown Green for your baby's silver cross pram, buggy or cots. And for that rally trike, family bike or racing cycle, choose Tony Keeley Walkinstown Green for quality goods and value for money. We're open till 9 p.m, so remember the name.
Tony Keeley. For you.
Fly Irish. Fly Avair to the Isle of Man for the holiday of a lifetime. Call Avair, Dublin 429-644.
No more calls about the Jacobacci contest, please. It's 29 minutes to 7. Brian has Nova News headlines. Have you got... This is happening to me an awful lot. No news headlines. Oh, well.
The very young and the very beautiful can be so aloof, hanging out with the boys, all swagger and poise. I don't even care what other people are there. I just stare and stare and stare. I see your shadow in the swimming pool. I see your face in the shaving mirror. Time and time and time again, I follow your footsteps so quietly up the back stairs. And I hope and I pray you're never gonna find me there. Smooth skin and tenderness, long ago on a dark night. Wish I could see you once again to remember that it was true. I wanna be still beside you, quiet and still beside you, listening to your breathing and feeling your warmth. Another 10 years of this fighting, all this stabbing and wounding, only getting my own back. I don't want to batter you to your feet and knees and elbows when I'm kneeling by the candle at the foot of my own bed. Corresponding disasters every night on the TV. Sick of dating reality, keep cribbing me, and it's got all my friends talking jokes. Stand another 10 years of this fighting, always stabbing and wounding, only getting my own back. Later that same evening, when we were out in the car talking, I suddenly wondered who the hell it was we were trying to fool. Cause you were the first one I ever wanted, and it's you I come home to at the end of every day. Like a mother stuck in baby, demanding a soft help. A little old folding man, all wrinkles and bulging eyes.
War, baby,
this is
Britain's war baby. It's 25 to 7. We're terribly sorry we couldn't bring you the news headlines. Instead, here's 15 minutes of music by the Nova Singers. Actually, it's Malcolm McLaren's Double Dutch. Here's a disco mix. Have a listen.
Great. In the summertime in New York City, scenes involving three or four girls, 7 to 11 or over, take two notes, 12 to 14 feet long, turning clockwise and anti-clockwise together, faster and faster, watching fascinating feet 300 times on the ground without faulting in the rope. The Double Dutch to a new young professional sport. Freestyle allows you to somersault through the ropes, creating acrobatic feats, leapfrogging, etc. I'd like to thank the American Double Dutch League for their help in the making of this record and to further the international sport of Double Dutch and all the inspiration of the entire Zulu Nation. And of course, my favorite theme, you know it, hey Abel, come on Abel!
The sun beats down and 7-Up refreshes you. And you could be sipping 7-Up in the exotic Bahamas if you enter the 7-Up Sun Beats Down competition. It's easy to enter. The first prize is a 2-week holiday in the Bahamas for a family of five worth £4,000. Runners-up win 3 £500 holiday vouchers, 5 7-Up windsurfers, 50 7-Up sports bags, and 50 7-Up sweatshirts. Look for the 7-Up competition bottles with the Bahamas entry forms and start thinking of the sun today.
Carry it off in style at Arnott's with the Helena Rubinstein overnight bag. It's free all this week with two or more Helena Rubinstein purchases, including one from the skincare range. The classic overnight bag. It's free from Helena Rubinstein at Arnott's, Henry Street.
Rome, this weekend, the 31st of July, fly drive for £179 for 1 week. Contact Kicks and Holidays on 729444 or your local ITAA travel agent.
What magazine?
The magazine.
The magazine.
Yes, the magazine. The exciting visual package everyone's talking about is packed with hot gossip, good vibrations, fun and games.
Business and finance, is it?
The highs in fashion, the depths in scandal, the biggest, brightest monthly ever.
Monthly, you say?
It helps you make it through 83.
Old World Almanac.
Oh, the magazine, music, motoring, cartoons, sports, and oh, yes, Bob Jellicoe, too.
Oh, you mean the magazine?
Yes, the magazine.
Sorry, sold out.
The magazine, essential reading for essential people. Get it now.
Hi, I'm Mary Foley of Pampered Bell Boutique. Our half-price renovation sale is now on. Pampered Bell, tearing your talk-ins on top.
Your music is radio number.
Men at work. No, it's not. Men without hats and the safety dance. That's big in America. And tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, I'll be here cutting down on the new American Top 40. Tomorrow at 2. 12 to 7, here's Bananarama. we're playing favorites music from Michael Cimbello and Maniac. That's my lot, 5 to 7. Column follows at 7:30 and 8:28, and it's Dennis on Supernova. See you for the American 40 at 2 tomorrow. Have a good Wednesday. Here's Priest.
Suppliers of belts, pulleys, chain and sprockets, bearings, oil seals, conveyor belts, pillow blocks, plumber blocks, Tabasco, pot what? No, no. We're not a Chinese restaurant. You've got the wrong number, you idiot. Our number is 960-222. Okay. But remember our name. Cape Ireland, Mount Talent Avenue, Terdenmuir. We're not just into building products. Oh, you never know
when you might need it.
At Brown Thomas Grafton Street, you can buy the fabulous Revlon Colour Connection Kit for just £11.50 when you buy any one treatment from the Revlon range. Don't miss this fantastic Revlon offer, available until Saturday, July 30th, only at Brown Thomas.
Broadcasting to Dublin on 828 kHz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova. It's 7 o'clock. I'm David Malone. Good evening. In Portugal, up to 8 people are reported to have been killed in a terrorist attack on the Turkish embassy and the ambassador's residence in Lisbon. The details are still unclear, but it is known that a number of gunmen first attacked the embassy. They were beaten back by police, and one of them was killed in the gun battle. A policeman was also hurt. The attackers then took over the ambassador's residence, seizing a number of hostages. Anti-terrorist police stormed the building, and the gunmen apparently blew themselves up to avoid capture. 5 charred bodies were found inside the basement. The wife of the Turkish commercial attaché was also killed. One report says that the body of another terrorist was also found. About a month ago, Turkey is reported to have asked for extra protection at its Lisbon embassy, but this was not provided. Earlier, the French news agency in Paris received a telephone call which said that a terrorist group called the Armenian Revolutionary Army had carried out the attack. This was the same group who claimed responsibility for the murder of a Turkish diplomat in Brussels earlier this month. The French authorities say that 10 suspected Armenian activists detained after the bombing at Orly Airport earlier this month have been placed under house arrest, pending a decision on their possible expulsion from France. They are believed to have been taken to remote villages in the south of France. More than 50 Armenians were detained after the bombing, in which 7 people were killed. 11 of those detained have been charged with various offences, and a number have been released. Police in the Dutch capital, The Hague, have cordoned off the area around the British embassy after they received a bomb threat. A telephone caller said that a bomb had been placed in a Mercedes car parked in front of the building. Bomb disposal experts have been called in to examine the scene. 4 years ago, the British ambassador to The Hague, Sir Richard Sykes, was assassinated. At home in Gardaí in Dublin are searching for an armed gang who escaped with a large quantity of jewels in a raid on a jewellery factory this morning. The raid on O'Connor's factory in Harold's Cross occurred as staff were arriving for work. 8 men carrying handguns and wearing balaclava helmets were waiting in a shed near the factory. They forced one member of staff to open the safe while the others were held at gunpoint. The safe was then cleared of its contents, including gold jewellery, diamond rings, necklaces and bracelets. It's understood that the raiders could have escaped with up to £1 million worth of jewellery. A 24-year-old Dublin man has been found not guilty of the murder of a security guard in Walkinstown over 4.5 years ago. William Nolan of Clanbrassil Street was one of 4 men charged with the murder of 33-year-old Patrick Kelly, shot dead outside a bank in Walkinstown in December 1978. One of the 4 men detained soon after the murder was convicted. The other 2 were freed. It's been announced in London that a new organisation, Anglo-Irish Encounter, is to be set up to promote better relations between Ireland and Britain. The announcement was made after today's talks between the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Peter Barry, the British Foreign Secretary, Geoffrey Howe, and the Northern Secretary, Jim Prine. The establishment of such an organisation was one of the recommendations contained in the Anglo-Irish Joint Studies Report published in 1981. This afternoon, a government spokesman said that the new organisation is being set up to improve relations between the 2 countries in the interests of peace, reconciliation and stability. Anglo-Irish Encounter will hold seminars on various matters of common interest, including political, economic and cultural affairs. 2 joint chairmen have been appointed, Sir Ken Whittaker, a former governor of the Central Bank, and Sir David Orr of Unilever. It's hoped that the activities of the organisation will begin early in 1984. Both the British and Irish governments have agreed to provide an initial measure of financial support, although a government spokesman was unable to say exactly how much would be involved. Independent Radio News from Dublin at 7:03. Radio Nova.
Thank you, Dave, and a look at the weather forecast for Dublin. Mainly a dry and warm evening. Winds are northwesterly in direction, light to moderate. Northwesterly, force 3 to 4 on Dublin Bay. And the city temperature, currently 20 degrees Celsius, will fall to about 15 degrees later tonight.
Dennis Murray.
7.5 minutes after 7 on Supernova 88 FM in stereo, and the Rolling Stones from their LP Tattoo You, Waiting on a Friend, which was released as a single.